Genesis, chapter 19. And the two angels came to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot saw them, and rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And he said, Look now, my lords, turn aside, I pray you, into your slave's house, and spend the night, and wash your feet, and you will rise up early, and go on your way. And they said, No, but we will spend the night in the street. And he urged them greatly, and they turned into him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot, and said to him, Where are the men who came in to you this night? Bring them out to us, that we may have sex with them. And Lot went out the door to them, and shut the door after him. And he said, I pray you, my brothers, don't act so wickedly. Look now, I have two daughters who haven't had any sex with a man, let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and do to them as is good in your eyes, only to these men do nothing, since they have come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said, This one fellow came in to sojourn and always judges, now we will deal worse with you, than with them. And they pressed intensely on the man, even Lot, and drew near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand, and brought Lot into the house to them, and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said to Lot, Whomever belongs to you here, a son-in-law, and your sons, and your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, bring them out of the place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxed great before Yahweh, and Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out, and spoke to his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, Get up, go out of this place, for Yahweh will destroy the city. But he seemed to his sons-in-law as one who mocked. And when the morning arose, the angels then hurried Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife, and your two daughters who are here, or else you will be consumed in the iniquity of the city. But he lingered, and the men laid hold on his hand, and on the hand of his wife, and on the hand of his two daughters, Yahweh being merciful to him, and they brought him forth, and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for your soul, don't look behind you, neither stop in all the plain, escape to the mountain, or else you will be consumed. And Lot said to them, Oh, not so, my lord. Now see that your slave has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown to me in saving my soul, and I can't escape to the mountain, or else evil will stick to me, and I will die. Now see this city that is near to flee to, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there, isn't it a little one, and my soul will live. And he said to him, See, I have accepted you concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I can't do anything until you have come there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then Yahweh rained on Sodom and on Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Yahweh out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew on the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Yahweh. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and over the whole surface of the land, of the Jordan Valley, and looked, and saw that the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man on the earth to come in to us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in, and lay with her father, and he didn't know when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the next day, that the firstborn said to the younger, Look, I lay last night with my father, let us make him drink wine this night also, and you go in, and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose, and lay with him, and he didn't know when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot pregnant by their father. And the firstborn bore a son, and named him Moab, the same is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son, and named him Ben-Ammi, the same is the father of the sons of Ammon to this day.